Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. We're live at Hickory Point Bank, their brand new South Shores branch. Well, you can stop by at 10 Southland Drive and sign up to win a $500 prize all the way through June 15th. Plus, our guests from Crossing Healthcare and a Symetra Tour player will join us. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here. Matt Hall alongside out on the road. A little interesting dynamic. Jeff's back at the studio because Lindsay is on her way to Washington, D.C. Got a text. She's in St. Louis. Really had to duck it out of the Decatur airport because of the lightning. The pilot had to take the plane to Bloomington and back around to avoid the storms. But she made it to St. Louis. And we want to thank the folks at Cape Air. We'll be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we draw out that winner for that contest they're doing. We've shared it out on our social media. Mm-hmm. Airfare, Cards and Cubs tickets, overnight hotel accommodations, and limo to and from the hotel and airport. So you can't beat that.
No.
And that is such a great quick flight.
It is.
I mean, it's not like
right.
The drive. Or when you fly out of St. Louis and then you fly back into St. Louis, then you have a 2.5 hour drive home.
Yep.
That's the worst. You fly into Cape Air and, like, she'll get back at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon and she has a 5-minute drive home.
Yep.
That is an amazing thing.
So nice.
It really is. Well, so Matt has been kind enough. He'll be out on the road with us today and tomorrow. Jeff back in the studios handling the master control part of that. And we'll be out on the road all week. It's Thursday and Friday. We're at Hickory Point Golf Club for the Forsyth Classic, which is underway. The Platinum Pro-Am yesterday. Rained out. I think we started on hole number 5, and we got to, I don't know, the fairway in 17. Mm-hmm. So we had about 6 holes left when they called it because of lightning. And hopefully the partee goes off without a hitch tonight. And then it looks right now, if you were to believe the weather forecast, which I do not,
right.
That it looks like the rest of the week is going to be pretty dry.
It looks like it. I hope it's going to be. I know the junior clinic is supposed to be today out there. It's going to be out at the pavilion. They have confirmed that. I call it there to make sure it'll be at the pavilion at Hickory Point Golf Course.
Well, it looks like the rain is done now.
It looks like it's going to be done for a little while.
We got a little chance again at noon and a little chance in the evening hours. And then it looks like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are going to be nice. Warm it up for the weekend. It's going to be a hot one on Sunday up in the tower as we start at noon all the way to the check presentation. But that's okay. I ordered white shirts this year.
Appreciate
Star
that.
Silk Screen. I thought, you know, it's June.
Sure.
Might be a little warm up there. Based on our no spring, like how we just literally went from cold, rainy winter to summer.
Yeah.
And then this week we're ready to build another arc. It has just been that kind of week. All right. Well, we're here at the brand new location here in South Shores. I want to encourage everyone to stop by. It's at 10 Southland Drive. You know, right as you're coming into South Shores, you can't miss it, right across from Kroger and all of the rest. And they're going to be drawing out that $500 winner on the 15th, so you have plenty of time to stop by and just check it out. You can come in, take 30 seconds to fill out one of the cards, and you'll be on your way. Crossings is having an event, Crossing Healthcare. And I always throw an extra S on there. I'm not sure why. I think everybody does that, though. Is that correct?
That's Tanya? Correct. I hear that
they,
a lot.
They say Tanya, and they say Crossings.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know.
It's like a mental block. I do say Tanya, but I get stuck on the crossing part. I want to add an S.
I know.
You're
a lot
that
of people
big.
Do. Hey, it's great.
All right.
It's great. We're good.
Well, thanks for coming in today along with Allison Reha. Is that how it's pronounced?
Reha, yeah.
Reha. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Your dietitian here. You guys are doing your host this cooking event. And you're doing this on the today in the parking lot near the main entrance, so you're hoping for sunshine as well. And you're going to do it's a free event with hands-on grilling demonstration, license to grill. Everyone is invited to come out here. Healthy eating is such a problem in this country in the lack of. People are eating all processed food. It's cheaper. People don't shop the edges of the grocery store the way they should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was guilty of that until a year ago. You know, we've changed the way we're eating. We don't diet. You know, and I get tired of people, you know, are you dieting? And there's like these people that want to drag you down, you know, and they do a lot of that for whatever reason. We're just eating healthier and eating different. This can change so much of the dynamic, not only in our community, but in our nation. We've got heavy set kids. We've got onset diabetes that's like off the charts. A lot of this is preventable.
You're absolutely correct. First of all, I'm just grateful that Crossing Healthcare has two wonderful dietitians. Because if you are without insurance or on Illinois Medicaid, there is no significant coverage to go sit with a dietitian and get that kind of guidance. And to your very point, healthy diet nutrition is the basis or the foundation for your overall health. And so I feel like if we don't start there, we're just throwing things at once diseases get progressed, and we're not starting with the root cause. So I'm so grateful that we have Allison on our team and another dietitian named Elizabeth, and they are creative, and they develop programs just like this, this grilling event, to try to make healthy eating and cooking fun.
Do they still teach it in, like, I mean, in grade school, I remember learning about the pyramid, you know, of and I know we changed that, like, every 10 years they got to tinker with stuff. But are kids still learning at a young age?
Yeah, in fact, you know, nutrition is becoming more and more prevalent within the classroom setting with the new wellness committees that have been developed throughout the school districts.
Well, that's good, but I think we went away from it for a while. You know, where I know in Little Man, I don't remember him ever bringing home anything that had to do with here's what you need to eat and why.
Correct.
And so it is an educational thing, and that's why you're doing events like this. I mean,
yes,
it's marketing in a way, in that you have to sort of reteach people or teach them for the first time to get rid of bad habits, and also the whole idea behind the garden. I mean, that was the idea that you would
absolutely
grow fresh, healthy food, and this thing has been a spectacular success. Yes, right?
Absolutely. And Allison can speak to it, but we started with just 40 participants. And what's your goal this year, Allison?
200.
That's amazing.
It's
growth.
Yeah, it's huge growth. And it's one of the things that engages people with our clinic the most. And so the clients that participate in the prescription produce program are more likely to stay engaged with the clinic and engage in other types of behaviors and educational opportunities to improve their health.
Okay, so, and make it
perfect.
Fun, right?
Exactly.
And so we were very happy this year that you guys applied for a grant from the WSOY Community
yes.
Food Drive, and really thrilled that that's, you know, helping to fund that program so you can
yes.
grow, you know, and increase those numbers. But tonight I was looking at the menu, and I got to tell you that you have one of my all-time favorite things. There's nothing better on this earth than grilled caramelized pineapple. I'm not kidding. You, it is unbelievable, and if you've ever been to a Brazilian dinner, it's sort of like you have a green light and a red light, and the green, they just keep bringing meat to you.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the side dishes is always this pineapple, and it is amazing. I mean,
fantastic.
When you have the pineapple and you can't tell whether the filet mignon is your favorite or the pineapple, you know how good that is.
Right, and you know that caramelized grill on that pineapple is just perfect,
Matt,
for a healthy
I'm telling
dessert.
You, it is unbelievable. All right, so what will you guys be doing specifically? And then what time does it start, and how can everyone – people can just show up, right?
Yeah, it's today at 2. It's
okay.
Right outside out in our front parking lot right next to the door. And we are going to be really approaching this at like a sensory education where you can smell it, you can see it, you can feel it, you can taste it, and then walk away with the recipes to make it at home.
All right, so there's a little bit of fun, a little bit of education. People get a sample, maybe something new. You guys are also going to be doing some other things like fish and fresh salsa and some other stuff as well.
Yeah, like
really
a hot,
summery.
Cold salsa yeah. from the grill.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right, so what's next then, Tanya? I mean, obviously you got a big job, big task. Educating people is hard. You don't turn things around on a dime. We have the access to programs in this community.
Correct.
How do we build that bridge? Because it seems to me Macon County is not unlike most counties in Illinois or most counties anywhere, in that we've got experts like yourselves, and we've got facilities, and we've got committees, and we've got people that are doing things, and then we've got people over here that maybe aren't participating. How do you get those two together? Is that the constant challenge no matter what we're talking about?
It is the constant challenge, and it's something that we think about all the time. And really, I think the more that we can bring things directly to people in the places where they're at, the better that we seem to do. But also, which is why our clinic is located right where it's located. And I think that the more that we can do that, we build trust. You know, I talk to a lot of people who are patients of our health center or people that need our services. And there still seems to be a lack of trust of care providers, of authority, of whomever or whatever. And so I think that the more that we can bring things directly to people, build relationships, the more that they will engage. And that's exactly what we're trying to do.
You know, it is tough. And people have, you know, or worse, are taught at a young age, you know,
yes.
this or that. And that face-to-face interaction and experience breaks down those stereotypes across life. I mean, it is much easier to think something about someone else when you don't
exactly.
have any personal
yeah.
relationship. When you
mm-hmm.
sit down at a table and have a conversation, it's harder to reinforce those stereotypes. And I know you guys have done done a lot of work there. I know what a tough lift that is. And you continue to reach out, which is why we're happy to have you on and talk about these things, because it does matter. And I know there are people out there that get very cynical about the world, and I understand. But these folks are really doing amazing work in our community and breaking down those barriers. And even if you're just a selfish person that wants a healthier, more productive community, this investment on the front end pays dividends on the back end, because it's a lot less expensive to sort of reach people on the front side of life than to take care of them for the rest of their life. Whether it's healthcare cost or incarceration or whatever, that strain to the system is unbelievable. People ought to invest in these kind of programs because it's changing the future of our community.
I agree completely, and it's really why Crossing does a lot of the things that we do. We focus on substance abuse and behavioral health. We focus on diet, nutrition. All of the things that we're doing is to get at people early, but then also try to redirect people who maybe have headed down a wrong path towards being productive citizens. That's the end goal, and you have to be healthy and you have to be well physically and emotionally to be able to do that.
You know, it was interesting. I know people were sort of mocking this Kim Kardashian and Trump story, but you know, we talked to the director of the prison, the women's prison that's here in Macon County, and so many of these young women and mothers are in jail because of behavior that was committed by the husband or the boyfriend, and a lot of it involves narcotics and drugs. And why would we not, instead of like making career criminals, you know, turn people into productive citizens?
I do not know why, and I agree with you completely, and I'm really pleased. One of the programs that is at our women's correctional facility is that mother-child program that they have, and we're the healthcare provider for those moms. And you know, it's really neat to watch them come into the clinic with their children and engage with their pediatrician, understand how to provide care, and really learn how to be a good mom to their children, and they're invested in that. And that's on the outside.
Well,
how they'll be greater.
I applaud everything you guys are doing. You're able to treat people in a medical setting, but not be clinical.
And so
you don't, when you go in, you just don't have that feeling. And I get why when things get institutionalized, you know, people lose trust, right? Because,
correct.
I mean, you're talking to the same gray walls and the same orange chairs, and always somebody will put a little life in it. We'll get different colored chairs. I mean, that's sort of been the approach over the years, right?
It has been. And that's exactly what we were trying to avoid when we designed and built this facility. It's supposed to be warm. It's supposed to feel inviting. And I think that we've accomplished that.
All right. Well, great stuff. Today, 2 o'clock in the parking lot, rain withstanding. It's going to be fine, right?
It'll be
fine. No, we're going to do it regardless.
All right. If you want to check out some great food and get some great ideas and take home some great recipes, you can do this. And if you have a chance to support Crossing Healthcare in any way, as the food drive was able to do with their gardens this year, I would highly encourage you to do it. It is a fantastic organization that's doing a ton of lifting in this community and an awful lot of work on the front end, which is where we ought to be investing in our community. So I know you got somebody coming from the Illinois State University as an intern or whatever.
Yeah, her name's Stephanie. She's been great, and her last day is Friday, so this is her leadership project she's been working on.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, fun stuff. Guys, thanks for coming out. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to take a quick break. We get back here. One of the Symetra Tour players, Jacqueline Jansen, will be with us. The tournament is ready to go. We started yesterday afternoon, I guess, with the Platinum Pro-Am. The party is tonight, followed by a couple of more days of Pro-Am. And then the tournament will start on Friday and run Saturday and Sunday of Father's Day weekend, the Forsyth Classic. Here's Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Cloudy skies today, scattered showers, thunderstorms still a possibility with a high of 85 degrees. Clouds tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, 69 the overnight low. Sunny, 86 tomorrow, and looking ahead to Thursday, sunny skies with a high of 85 degrees. It is 69 currently at the studios in downtown Decatur, and your WSOY time is 8:19.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a 3-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on nowdecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, the Decatur Park District, Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Residence Inn in Forsyth. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at nowdecatur.com.
The Decatur Alumni Club is holding its annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur with featured speakers, University of Illinois football coordinators Hardy Nickerson and Rod Smith. Tickets are just $25 a person, which includes an entry into a door prize raffle for an awesome Illinois football prize pack and a full barbecue dinner from Pinkies. Get your tickets now via PayPal using the email address DecaturAlumni@gmail.com or by calling 413-1103. The annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur, brought to you by the Decatur Alumni Club.
Join the fight against ovarian, breast, and cervical cancer on Saturday, June 30th in Fairview Park at Come Together, Be Empowered. Join us for this competitively timed 5K run and 1 mile and 5K walk, as well as survivor recognition and a special inspiring program. In addition, there will be exhibits, fun, and activities for everyone with 100% of the net revenue donated to local cancer programs. While you're there, stop by the Newhoff Media photo booth presented by the DMH Foundation and get your free team photo. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com.
Limitless. The Decatur Alumni Club is holding its annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur with featured speakers, University of Illinois football coordinators Hardy Nickerson and Rod Smith. Tickets are just $25 a person, which includes an entry into a door prize raffle for an awesome Illinois football prize pack and a full barbecue dinner from Pinkies. Get your tickets now via PayPal using the email address DecaturAlumni@gmail.com or by calling 413-1103. The annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur, brought to you by the Decatur Alumni Club.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's our Hot 25 playlist, greatest summer songs of all time, because the Hot 25 this summer with the Bob Brady Auto Group, Newhoff Media, and Limitless Decatur giving you the list of 25 hottest things to do and see in Central Illinois this summer. Make sure to follow us on Facebook all summer long as the team checks out these events and awesome vehicles provided by the Bob Brady Auto Mall and Bob Brady Cadillac, Buick, GMC. Better yet, come on out and join us and snag some It's Hot Bob swag. We'll be at the Forsyth Classic all week. We've got the Cadillac Escalade just rolled off the lot with 51 miles, ready to go. Speaking of which, we have a Symmetra Tour player joining us, and we want to welcome to the program Jacqueline Jansen. Jacqueline, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
Hey, good morning. I grew up in Effingham, just down the road, not too far. Lived there for the first 18 years, and then I went to school down at Baylor, down in Texas. So
yeah, so how does an Effingham girl get all the way down to Baylor? What made you choose that school?
So I got recruited in high school, and I decided I wanted to go a little more south for golf. It's a little better weather down there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we got a big, huge delay
and
now. That's
we just lost her. She heard her line died.
Okay, but we had a huge echo and a crazy delay going on.
I think she had some weird digital problems, and then she's gone.
I'm sure it was on her, Jeff. It's like Jeff automatically assumes it's the other party.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Wouldn't be us.
Oh, no.
That's like yesterday we had a power surge back at the station, and it knocked us off the air. And Jeff does, there's a move Jeff does. It's the same move for 21 years. We go, of course, this radio can't see me do it. The hands go up, and he looks like it's the first time it's ever happened.
Sure.
There's a look. It's an amazing thing.
If you Google Wade Phillips, that would be the look we get right there.
She's back on the phone. Okay.
All right. Let's do that. Well, sorry about the technical difficulties there, Jacqueline. You were telling us about your career in Effingham. Now, you were Illinois State champion as an amateur, right?
I was, yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then your career at Baylor, where you had, I believe, three victories there while in school. And then you played the State Farm, or the, I guess it's the State Farm Classic, the Rail, whatever it would have been then, in Springfield as an amateur. So tell me about your professional career, and are you looking forward to this week?
Yeah, so, that was my first time ever playing in a professional event back in, I think, 2011. And then I turned professional after I graduated in 2012. The first couple of years were, it was fun. I learned, each year something different, got a little better. And then in 2016, finally got the chance to play out on the LPGA for pretty much half the year I was out there and half the year I was on the Smasher Tour. And then unfortunately last year I was injured for the whole year, so I was out. So back this year, started out good. It's been a little rough in the middle here, but looking to get back out there and hopefully do some good work this week.
All right, now tell me about, you know, when you're out with an injury for a full year. I'm sure, you know, you're an athlete, you're competitive. That has to be a huge strain on your patience, you know, coming back slowly bit by bit. What's that like being out of action and not being able to do what you love to do for a year?
Yeah, it was different. Actually, for the first, you know, a little bit, I was kind of nice to relax for once. You know, I've been going for, I don't know, 12 years straight. So that was fun. But then about, you know, halfway through the year, I was like, well, what am I supposed to do now? Just keep working out, keep doing the same thing. So, yeah, I was ready to get back the time that the doctor released me. So it was
a long year.
It was fun, but I'm ready to be back out for sure.
All right. Now, you're from Effingham, so will you have a lot of family? It's, you know, Father's Day weekend. Will that be an advantage for you being so close to home?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm actually staying at my house, so that'll be nice, sleeping in my own bed. It's only about an hour or so drive, so it's not too bad. But yeah, I think hopefully there'll be quite a few people out. We'll see.
All right. And then how does Hickory Point Golf Club, how does the golf course itself suit to your game, to your level of, you know, what you're best at? How does the golf course fit your game?
I do like it. I think it's, if I can remember, it's been a couple of years since I've played. It's pretty long, I think, and pretty open, but yeah, I like it. I haven't really played my best in the past, but we've had some weather issues in the past. So hopefully this year it looks like the weather's going to be good. So,
cross your fingers. No doubt about it. Well, Jacqueline, we thank you for taking a couple of minutes. We'll see you out there at the Forsyth Classic. The tournament itself starts Thursday, Matt Hall, but all kinds of festivities going on all week. We've got the Platinum Pro-Am yesterday. Tonight will be the Partee. Mm-hmm. They got a great auction stuff. Now, I don't know anything about One Direction, but I'm told they're a very big band.
Yeah.
Or were a very big band.
Yeah, they were, correct.
And I only know because there's a Zane in One Direction.
Nice. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I know their songs.
There was a Zane, like, one of the, in the Lego Ninjas, and there's a Zane in one of the, I think it's spelled a little different, but in One Direction. So, evidently, Niall.
Okay.
Oh, come on now. You're supposed to be the music guy.
I know their songs. I can sing you a few songs, I'm sure.
Oh, please don't.
I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I couldn't tell you any of the guys.
All right. Niall, who is on his own solo tour, is responsible for, at least in part, sponsoring a couple of, well, there's two sisters, they're twins, from Ireland. And they're here this week, and the one sister is out on the tour, the other one got the amateur, got one of the exemptions into the tournament, and they have an auction item up at the party tonight, I guess it's like a behind backstage experience Niall, and tickets to you pick up where you want to go to the concert, and that's going to be just among many things that are up there. And then the money all raised goes back towards the tournament, and, you know, it's a $130,000 purse. I mean, you know, you're spending that just, you know, going into the weekend. So there's all kinds. There's always great sporting event tickets, memorabilia. There's all kinds of great auction stuff that will be at the Partee tonight. So if you want to get out there to do that, we want to thank, of course, the folks at Bob Brady Auto Group. Not only are they there at the Bob Brady Auto Mall, but now they're out of Cadillac, and which is pretty amazing. I picked up my Cadillac Escalade. They got Buick. They got GMC. Buick's got a great-looking convertible.
They do. I can't remember what it's called, but yes,
it's like it's sort of like Escalade, but I'm drawing a blank here. I'll look it up during the news. They had one out at the Zoo Open, white. It's slick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know what they're doing over there at Cadillac.
Yes. Well, they do. And Buick and GMC. And then, of course, the Bob Brady Automobile, Jeep and everything else. Pretty amazing stuff. So watch for all the video action and the photos and the interviews, all of that coming from the Hot 25 all summer long. We'll literally, I think our sister station Y103 is going to be out at the Forsyth Family Fest this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be rolling in to come together and be empowered right at the end of the month for our next big Hot 25 event. And you can check out the full listing, descriptions, links to websites, all of that. You just go to the Hot 25. Section on nowdecatur.com, and you can get a full calendar of all the events and then links to their websites and social media. And then if you see us out and about, we're giving away some swag. You might end up in one of the videos.
Sure.
Got to be able to scream, "It's hot, Bob." I wonder, we have like 30 different languages out at the Forsyth Classic. My goal is to get every single "It's hot, Bob" in every language that's there at the golf course.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
I may need your help.
I will see what I can find out.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more after this. We're live at the Hickory Point Bank, brand new South Shores branch. It is beautiful. Stop by and see it. You could win $500 in cash. Jeff Daly has your news.
WSOY News Time, 8:29. Betty Jones knows the air conditioner she received yesterday will provide many benefits over the course of the hot summer. Jones was among the first recipients to get one of the 100 window air conditioners Ameren Illinois donated to the Decatur-Macon County Opportunities Corporation for distribution. One of the things that Ameren provides themselves on is powering the quality of life, said Tony Wilkins, Ameren Illinois Superintendent of Administration.
Wilkins says that Ameren used to donate fans, but they stepped it up a notch to air conditioners a few years ago, and Jones, for one, is glad they did. Tara Murray, Decatur-Macon County Opportunities Corporation Executive Director, said all of the clients selected to receive the units are low income, and that seniors, families with young children, and the disabled were prioritized. She said a lack of air conditioning can sometimes become a life or death health risk. We have more news on the way after Fox News on WSOY Decatur. It's 8:30.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster.
We have developed a very special bond.
President Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un started with smiles and a 13-second handshake. It ended with the signing of an agreement pledging to work toward peace and an end to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The president tells Fox's Sean Hannity.
I just think that we are now going to start the process of denuclearization of North Korea, and I believe that he's going back and will start it virtually immediately.
Critics saying the president's legitimizing a dictator by sitting down as equals, he tells reporters.
We've gotten a lot. So when I hear somebody in the media say that President Trump has agreed to meet, like, it's not a big deal to meet. I think we should meet on a lot of different topics, not just this one.
He says they talked about Kim visiting the White House and the president going to Pyongyang. This is a Fox News alert.
WSOY News time is 8:31. Illinois says it will spend $30 million on renovations to its 20-year-old basketball practice facility. The school yesterday said the project will more than double the building's square footage and benefit both the men's and women's teams. Among the improvements, added court space, improved sports medicine facilities, and upgraded strength and conditioning areas. Second-year men's coach Brad Underwood said the renovation will offer a comprehensive functional space that is the players' home away from home and has them excited every time they walk in the doors. The school said money for the project will come through a fundraising campaign. The Illinois men's program has had a slow decline since finishing as the national runner-up in 2005. The Illini had a 14-18 record in Underwood's first season. Cardinals last night beat the Padres by a score of 5-2. It was the Cubs over the Brewers 7-2. White Sox lost to the Indians 4-0. Cardinal baseball for you again tonight as they take on the Padres in Game 2 of that series. We'll have the pregame for you coming up at 6:20 this evening with the first pitch set for 7:15. More news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th. To June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Tate & Lyle, Dale's Southlake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com.
Parks.
Here is Jeff Daly with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Cloudy skies, scattered showers, thunderstorms today, 85 your high. Cloudy skies, chance for showers and thunderstorms this evening, 69 the overnight low. Mostly sunny skies in your forecast tomorrow with a high of 86 and a mostly sunny day on the way for Thursday with a high of 85 degrees. We are at 69 currently at the studios in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
I'm going to take a shot at this, Jeff, and say that no one on the Symetra Tour would know the Trogs.
Yeah, you're right. I can almost
guarantee
that. What
a great song. You know, I like the Trogs version. I like Jimi Hendrix's version as well, yeah. Wild Thing.
Yeah.
That makes my top 25, Hot 25 playlist. All right, right now is the time we head to Benjamin F. Edwards, Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Monday with the Dow up 5 points to 25,322. While economic news was slim, investors focused on the start of the summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader. Discussion surrounding this meeting is likely to impact today's trading. The Federal Reserve begins its two-day open market committee meetings this morning. On Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the Fed will make its interest rate and monetary policy announcements. This will be followed by their economic forecasts and the Fed chair's press conference. The European markets were mixed today, with the London FTSE down 0.25% and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.13%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.33%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 2/32, yielding 2.962%. Gold futures were down $1.50 at $1,301.70. Crude oil futures were down 10 cents at $66.20 a barrel. The Dow has started today trading at 25,352, a positive 29 points. ADM at 45.54, Ameren 55.34, Caterpillar 157.23, Norfolk Southern 157.35, PPG 104.30, Tate & Lyle 36.33, and Mueller Water 12.12. And to close, Khalil Gibran, Lebanese author, once said, "Generosity is giving more than you can, and pride is taking less than you need." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning on the air live from Cape Air. Looking forward to this. I think the EDC moved upstairs in one main place, and I think they're in EDC's old location.
They are. I went over there before actually to drop off something for Nicole, and I'm like, wait, where'd they go? I didn't realize they moved. And then, sure enough, Cape Air's right there. So.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun. We're going to give away that Cardinals package tomorrow morning, so you make sure you get to the Now Decatur Facebook page. We've shared that information out. I've shared it out. Matt shared it out. You can find it all over social media. In fact, I was just taking a look at just how many people. When you think about, like, popular contest on social media, let me give you a little idea of where we sit right now with that bad boy. Okay, it has been shared 1,498 times, 1,476 shares, and it has a reach, and this is just, by the way, since yesterday, of 85,094 people.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's a popular contest going on?
That's a popular contest going on for sure. People love their Cardinal Cup tickets for sure.
Well, not only... But Cards and
so
Cubs
many
tickets.
Great things with it,
And this for the July 27th game, 7:15 game, Busch Stadium, Cubs Cards. You get your flight for two, hotel stay, limo service from the airport, and tickets to the game. So that's going to be an amazing experience
that's
for
awesome.
Someone. So that's like traveling like your own private. You know, I mean, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I got to go to the game real quick, guys. I'm going to fly in town, go to check out the game real quick, and I'll fly home. That's how ballers do it.
Great overnight stay included as well. And we're going to meet all the folks from Cape Air. You know, they're fairly new to the community. Mm-hmm. They had a nice luncheon for marketing folks a while back. And, of course, you've been hearing their ads and hopefully supporting it. We need air service to Chicago and St. Louis out of Decatur. So we look forward to meeting them tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. So I want to thank Congressman Ronnie Davis, Kyle May with Ride and Run, the folks from Crossing Healthcare. All of those interviews available either on our Facebook page or NowDecatur.com or the NowDecatur app, the iTunes store, anywhere you get your podcasts. They're presented by Jurga Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin, and they're all available to you online if you missed part or any of them. Pretty fun stuff. Doing a great job with the Ride and Run segment with Kyle. Really enjoying that. People were just I had a really popular social media post with those shoes. I'm probably the only guy that – I mean, would you wear those?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
You struggled with that a little, though.
I did.
It wasn't an immediate yes.
Correct. It was one of the things of, I would wear those because I'm sure they'd be comfortable, and they look really good. It's not some sort of gaudy pair of shoes.
Oh,
they look good.
Well, yeah, they're America. Yeah, you know, there's no doubt about it, but in a good, healthy way.
Correct. Exactly.
So I love the stuff they get in that they personalize. They get nice stuff, and I do like nice workout stuff, but they have, like, the Transfer House or Run 217. They really work with their suppliers to do some really neat stuff, so they got a brand new batch of it in over there at Fleet Feet. You can check it out at fleetfeetdecaturil.com or spincity.co. Also, Mike Claiborne making his two-day before Flag Day proclamation on the state of all things Cardinals related,
sure.
And not exactly optimistic.
not optimistic, but it's there.
But realistic, I think.
Exactly. More realistic than anything else. I think the Cardinals make some moves. I think they can be up there for sure. But right now,
what would you like to see them do if you could wave a magic wand and acquire somebody? What trade or what makes sense to you?
What makes sense to me, I can't come up with names just because I think that it might sound outlandish, but I think they need a corner bat that's a pop bat. It's not Matt Carpenter. It's not Marcelo Zuna. It's got
to
be a guy.
And what happened to Matt Carpenter?
I don't know what happened to him. I think there were some things. He got exhausted a couple of years ago.
You remember that leading up as a big mystery about where he was and what was going on? And it seems like he's not been right since.
Nope, has not at all. He was struggling throughout. There are some times when you see a week where he'll hit better, you think, okay, he's coming back, and then he falls right back off again. I don't know what's wrong with that. And I think he was kind of alluding to during his interview, it's time.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of change to a lot of guys here. It's not panning out. It's time to figure out what the next
one is. No, I think about Wong. I think about, look at what Martinez is doing at first base. That guy's he's been killing it, in June.
If he pans out where he could be, that could be one of your corner bats. But you got to have somebody at third base that can do it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens over the next coming weeks and months. But every Tuesday, check in with Mike Claiborne with the Redbird Report presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. We're live at the South Shores Hickory Point Bank location, brand new. It's a beautiful space. You really need to come in and take a look at it. And while you're here, sign up. They're giving away a $500 prize through the 15th. So stop by the South Shores location. It's located right here at 10 Southland Drive. You see it immediately when you pull into South Shores. It's a neighborhood bank. I mean, this whole section of population out here is one of the great neighborhoods. And, you get your West End, you get your East End, it's South Shores. And so if you were a former, customer of a PNC or whatever, and, they closed down their location, man, come talk to these folks. It's right here. I know it's a little inconvenience up front switching accounts, but they'll make it really easy for you. Walk you right through it, and then you're here, and you're a neighborhood bank, and the convenience you have of that is going to be fantastic.
Definitely. It's a great little facility out here, and it's fun to come into because there's so many things they offer here. It's not just, okay, here's your teller to get money.
Indoor, outdoor ATM. They got state-of-the-art technology here. Then you've got people, like actual faces that work for people who actually live here.
Yes. It's nice.
All right. We'll get back on the other side of the break. Morgan Nessler is going to join us, VP of Retail Banking here at Hickory Point Bank. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. Magic is in their bean.
Join the fight against ovarian, breast, and cervical cancer on Saturday, June 30th in Fairview Park at Come Together, Be Empowered. Join us for this competitively timed 5K run and 1 mile and 5K walk, as well as survivor recognition and a special inspiring program. In addition, there will be exhibits, fun, and activities for everyone with 100% of the net revenue donated to local cancer programs. While you're there, stop by the Newhoff Media photo booth presented by the DMH Foundation and get your free team photo. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com.
We build our cabinets around our washer and dryer and they fit perfectly. But then the dryer started making this horrible squealing noise. We looked around to buy a new dryer, but we couldn't find one the same size that would fit under the cabinets. We called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They sent a technician right out, and he said our old dryer had a bad bearing. But he had the right part on his truck, and he got our dryer going all that same day. Saved us from having to buy a new dryer and new cabinets. Wow.
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. When your appliances aren't doing what they should, call us. We come to your home fast, usually the same day. And yes, we are open during our remodeling. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, the whole store.
It's summertime, and if you're from Decatur, you know what that means.
It's hot, Bob! It's hot, Bob!
The Bob Brady Auto Group is kicking off this summer of Bob 2018. Only this year, it's bigger and better than ever.
It's hot, Bob!
Just when you thought you were going to pay too much for a new car, here comes the all-new Bob Brady Auto Group to save the summer. Now with Cadillac, Buick, and GMC in Forsyth.
It's hot, Bob!
The Bob Brady family of dealerships has grown, and in a big way. That's why this summer, Bob had to get bigger, too. The Bob Brady Auto Group is partnered with Newhoff Media and Limitless of Decatur and Macon County to bring you the Hot 25. The 25 hottest places to be, the 25 hottest places to see this summer. The Decatur Hot 25, brought to you by the only dealer in Decatur who could deliver something this, well, you know.
It's hot, Bob!
You can say that again.
It's hot, Bob!
The Hot 25, brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group. That's the Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 and the all-new Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 and 4
near you.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, we're going to have to agree to disagree on whether millennials have good taste in music. They wouldn't know Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, though, right?
Nope.
Probably not the good stuff.
Nope, not the good stuff.
All right. We put together our Hot 25 playlist. If you have your favorite song from summers of past, man, having the Jeep a couple of weeks ago just felt like back in high school. You know, I mean, I don't know the last time, you know, when you get old, you get boring, you know, taking the doors off, the top off, and driving around. It was like an IMAX experience. I forgot what that was about. It was fun.
Yeah.
And it brought back all the summer music, you know, memories.
Definitely.
So we have the whole playlist on our Hot 25 page. All you have to do is go check it out, and you can enjoy some music. You got a little bit of everything from everywhere. We are at this beautiful location. I had been past it several times,
sure,
in anticipation of doing the show, but I'd never been inside. I really love the use of space. It feels very sort of like Art Deco to me. Does that make any sense at all?
Absolutely.
Morgan Nessler joins
us.
Morgan Nessler, N-E-S-S-L-E-R, not Tony Nessler. There is a difference. When I first heard it, I thought, oh, that sounds vaguely familiar. You recently have, when I say recent, joined Hickory Point Bank, right?
Yes, in April of 2017.
Okay, so what made you make that choice? I mean, I know Tony's really good at finding quality talent, and so when you were being recruited, you know, what appealed to you about Hickory Point Bank?
Well, I think Hickory Point Bank has always been invested in the community and taken pride in, you know, in being there and being available to customers and trying to find ways to help them with all of their banking needs.
Yeah.
And so something like that was really important to me, and to be a part of a team that that's our mission is to help our customers.
Well, it's sort of like the Golden State Warriors. I mean, you just go through the lineup, you know, and it's just, you know, one person after another, years of experience, you know, from somebody like Corky Nicholson, you know, to Dave Brandon, to Carla, to Chris Funk, to, you know, all of these folks serve on boards and are involved in the community. And unfortunately, in the banking industry, you know, that used to be the norm, you know, with all banks. And now I think the community's down to two locally owned banks. But those decisions being made at a local level separates you guys far and away from your competition, because good luck finding somebody in Cleveland or, you know, that cares about our community.
Absolutely. You know, I came from a very corporate bank previous to Hickory Point Bank, and that is a huge difference. Makes a difference in the way that we as employees feel with our connection to the community and each other.
So, yeah, there's absolutely no doubt about it. All right, so the retail side of things, every industry has its challenges with how do you balance technology versus, you know, soft skills of having people, you know, to people face-to-face. This is a perfect blend. So you've got, you know, your sort of old-school bank where there's a person to come in and talk to. You've got an unbelievable ATM machine. It's weird. ATMs kind of stayed the same for about 25 years, and now this is the next generation of that. You can do everything there.
Yes, you can. And that was one of the things that was extremely important to us with designing this branch was to create a completely customizable experience so that customers can come in if they want self-service that day, if they have just an easy, simple transaction, but they still want to talk to somebody, grab a cup of coffee. We're here to engage with them and to help them and answer any questions.
Yeah, and we do this as well, right? I mean, you can listen to this show on your phone. You can listen in your car. You can listen to it 12 hours later on a podcast. You can never pick up a terrestrial signal and just stream it. But you have to be on all of those platforms because the audience wants what the audience wants and how they want it. And I'm assuming retail banking is the exact same way. You have to account for all of those demographics.
Most certainly. And one of the other challenges as well is wanting to be in a position where you can offer the latest and greatest technology to your customers as soon as it becomes available. And that's what's so exciting about these ATMs that we have here, is that latest and greatest technology is being developed for these ATMs. So as soon as they become available to us, we can make that available to our customers.
Yeah, and some people like a kiosk experience, or some people like to actually stand at a teller window, and that there's no longer windows, or use the drive-thru, or whatever. But you have to literally, I think the cool thing, the card valet, which is, you know, I like to be able to use my phone for a lot of things, but I'm still old school enough where I write a check occasionally. And we, this metro tour, all these young ladies are here to play golf. I don't know if they even know what a check looks like, right? So you have to, in the retail space, be there for all of those folks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is a great space. I love, it's not a large location, but man, it feels bigger. I mean, I don't know, you know, the architectural work that went into this, there was a lot of thought process behind this.
Yes, and I think the windows make a huge,
yes,
huge difference with that. It feels so open, and you can see the neighborhood.
And it's round, mm-hmm, you know, which is, you know, aesthetically so pleasing, you know, and so, I mean, you were designing, you know, to make it aesthetically pleasing, not necessarily what's the cheapest way to build, because there's some old school angles and stuff to this that I think is very modern looking today, but very cool. So the, if you look at the ATMs, you can do your deposits, transfer between accounts, you can print statements, or you can do the Card Valet and go completely paperless if that's the way you want to do it as well.
Well, the Card Valet mobile app you can download, and you can control your debit card with that. So you can set limits, and you can also turn it off if you think you lost your card but you're not 100% sure where you left it. You can just turn it off, and then when you find it, you can turn it back on.
Yeah, and those are the great features with security. And the fact that the bad guys are getting so sophisticated in the ability to clone things and to be able to – I mean, I know you guys constantly as an industry fight against that, but giving people that personal control over their own phone where they can check it anytime they want is the best way to keep secure.
Absolutely.
All right, so what's the latest? I mean, people want to come in and they want to buy a car, they want to buy a house, they want to do all those great things we still do in America. What's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best way to do that would be to come here and meet with a person in the branch. We have, you know, friendly, knowledgeable staff here at the South Shores branch, as well as all of our other locations here in Decatur and in our other markets.
Yeah, so pick up the phone or stop in and make an appointment, and you guys will walk them right through the process, particularly for first-time home buyers or maybe first-time car. You know, that's kind of an experience. They're really not sure how to navigate those waters, and that's why you guys are here.
Yes, we are here to help them and get them the assistance they need and answer all of their questions.
All right. Well, great stuff. We really appreciate it, and thank you. It's nice meeting you. I've heard great things about you from Tony and Carly. Again, welcome to the community.
Thank you.
All right. That's Morgan, and we've got to take a quick break. When we get back here, we'll wrap things up from Hickory Point Bank. They have a $500 prize they're giving away. You have until the 15th to sign up. All you have to do is literally come in, and there's a little card you fill out with your name and information, and they'll draw that out on the 15th. So Morgan Nessler, VP of Retail Banking, we appreciate it. We'll be back with more. Here's Jeff Daly with your three-day forecast.
Look for a cloudy day today with scattered showers and thunderstorms still possible and a high of 85. Clouds tonight, slight chance of a shower or thundershower this evening, 69 the overnight low. Sunny, 86 tomorrow, and Thursday, sunny skies with a high of 85. 69 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur, and your WSOY time is 8:51.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest-running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest-running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day, 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, Skeff Distributing, Ameren, and Hickory Point Bank. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at nowdecatur.com.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit barracuda.com/AI.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
When severe weather threatens, trust Storm Team 20. The area's most experienced meteorologists, Cheryl Lemke, Joe Crane, and Thomas Patrick are right here, keeping you safe. Stay with News Channel 20 and newschannel20.com for the very latest on severe weather. It's an all-new Sunrise Morning Team with Rachel and Justin. Plus, plan your out-the-door weather and wake up with Joe on News Channel 20 Sunrise, weekdays 5 to 7 a.m.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There's my song. That's my summer song this summer. I don't know if it'll last the whole summer, but it's the start of the summer. It's Garrett Capps, by the way, born in San Antonio. Check it out. You will not be sorry. I have hospitality passes to give away.
Great.
For the Skybox.
Yeah.
The Nauticator.com, WSOY Skybox. Mm-hmm. Jeff, I'll give away four passes. To their day of choice. They can pick Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Mm-hmm. To caller number 8 at 875-1340. You get four passes. If you only need two, fine, that's dumb too. Don't take four and waste them. But if you up to four,
yeah.
For Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, your day of choice by calling 875-1340. So come out and join us this weekend. It's going to be, it looks like the weather's going to hold out for the weekend, for the tournament. You will see the future superstars of the LPGA Tour. Most of the kids who were here last year are out on the LPGA Tour now.
Exactly right. Friends of mine that I fought the last couple of years aren't here this week, which is weird because they're up and playing the LPGA this week.
And we couldn't be happier for them.
Yes, it's super happy for them. Sad they're not here, but at the same time, happy for them. Excited to see what
and
they
we got a lot of new young kids, a lot of new young faces. 8 out of the 10 money leaders are here in Decatur for the week. The top 10 leaderboard for the Volvic race for your card. You know, the top 10 at the end of the year are going to get their automatic exemption to the LPGA. So you bring your kids out. You're going to get, like, up close. Watch this. I mean, you might be watching them play in, you know, the British Open a couple of years from now, which we did, you know, a while back you know, with a player who had been here for several years who ended up winning the British Open. And it was so much fun rooting for somebody on TV that you actually got to meet in person.
Yes, that's always fun. That's always fun.
So come on out. Tournament is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, you can listen to all of the coverage right here on WSOYAM.com. I just gave the wrong web address, Nauticator.com, 1340 AM or 103.3 FM. And then don't forget podcasts presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. All over Nauticator's Facebook page, the Nauticator.com site, the iTunes store, anywhere you find your podcast, we are there. Tomorrow, we're at Cape Air. Mm-hmm. Matt and I will be out on the road. We'll give away some more Skybox passes. We will be giving away also that Cardinals package, which is really a good deal. Mm-hmm. You've got literally airfare to St. Louis.
Yep.
You got limo transportation to the hotel. Mm-hmm. You got two tickets to see the Cards and Cubs. Airfare back. It's a whole package. It's a really great deal. That's up on Nauticator's Facebook page. You can like, comment, to enter. Feel free to share with your friends. And it is going to be a fantastic fun. Congratulations to John. He took all four for Sunday, so we'll see him out at the Skybox on Father's Day. That's one of the great things about the tournament as well.
Yes.
Not only is it part of our Hot 25 Bob Brady Auto Group events of the year, but it's on Father's Day. And a lot of these young women, particularly the ones who are in Midwest, you know, in the Midwest, their dads will be with them in, on the bag on Sunday.
Which is always fun to watch. Looking forward to see who all is able to come out there. It's going to be fun golf. It's great to be out there to watch that. And I'm just glad it's not going to be raining, I hope.
Well, it looks, if you're to believe the forecast, which I do not believe, because it is summer and it changes like every 6 hours. I mean, you think like the last 48 hours. I mean, I was watching it all weekend because I knew we had the Platinum Pro-Am on Monday and the party on Tuesday. It kept changing by the hour. It would look like all week was rain. And then it would go, no, all week it's sunny. And then, no, now all week it's rain. It just changed like every hour. So I don't trust it at all.
I'm hopeful.
I am hopeful as well that Jeff Daly's not just throwing darts at a board back there, that he has some sort of science behind his prediction.
That's not happening. It's dartboards.
All right.
Yeah, it's dartboards.
Hey, thanks to all the folks here at Hickory Point Bank. They're beautiful South Shores branch. You really need to come check it out. They've got this $500 contest going on through the 15th. Stop by regular business hours and sign up. A very simple and easy process. And if you get a chance, check it out. If you're in South Shores and you're not joining this bank, you're crazy. It is beautiful, and it's got all the technology you could ever want. Once again, thank you to all of the folks here at Hickory Point Bank. Live from Cape Air tomorrow in downtown Decatur, their new corporate office, one main place, and we'll give away that great Cardinals package. That's it for us. We'll see you out at the golf course. Have a great day.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
8:59, good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. A woman jumped from a second-story window Monday morning to escape a fire in the 1300 block of South Jasper Street, according